Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 201. Today is Saturday, February 1st, 2020. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week in the chair, I still gotta think about it every single time. We have got Niecy this week, so welcome, Niecy.
Hello.
So we had a couple little technical issues. Excuse me. Speaking of technical issues, please don't go on me, voice. Niecy is our guest this week. Unfortunately, our wonderful mod and co-host who was going to be here today, Fair, just couldn't get the issues quite. So, Fair, thank you. Mwah. Yes, we will.
Thank you for trying.
We will look at that as soon as this is done. It's just tech. You know, don't know if it's Discord playing up. Don't know what's going on. But thank you anyway. It's all good. You'll be back. You'll be back. Okay, so welcome, Niecy. You're doing dual roles this week.
I'm doing a couple of different things at once. That's why I was looking at the other screen. I had to do some stuff for WoW Challenges.
Yes.
On the other page.
Yes, exactly. So anyway. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, what we'll do is let's just find out what you've been up to, because you know, you may have been busy. I don't know, in game.
Maybe.
Yeah. What have you been up to since we last spoke to you, which was as a guest?
It's been a long time.
It's been a little while. As a co-host, probably a couple weeks. So so anyway, what have you been up to?
So yeah, I've been trying to get through my Bloodthirsties. Mm-hmm. It's still my primary challenge that I focus on. It's difficult because ever since BFA came in, combat takes a lot longer.
Yes.
You know, reasonably so. But, you know, we can't fly through leveling like we did during Legion.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have as many consistently on the list as I did before, but they're still there. It's just, it takes longer. And since Shadowlands is coming soon, we don't know when.
Soon.
Which is, you know, a nerve-wracking issue for me because I've got a couple high-level Bloodthirsties in flux at the moment because I'm like, oh. So I'm racing the X-Pack right now with an unknown deadline. So that's kind of difficult. But I've got, you know, I try to get as many as I can. Right now I'm averaging about 5 Bloodthirsties a week. That's about all I have time for right now.
Because
the higher you get, the longer the leveling takes. So we'll see.
Yes.
But I've been working on the Bloods. I have been trying to be a bit more consistent with working on my Iron Man. I do have one. I try to keep it around one.
Yes.
Any more than that, and then I'm just putting too much on my plate. So, you know, because there is other stuff going on outside of
no
stuff.
Focus.
Yeah, you know.
No focus, Niecy. What?
Focus, please.
Focus. Focus.
I focus on multiple challenges. That's how it goes. I can't focus on just one thing because then I get bored, my attention span drifts. It's hard enough focusing when I'm playing Bloodthirsty because I'm looking at this screen, I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh, what happened here? Oh, Discord just pinged. What's going on there? And then I'm like, oh, crap, I'm not in a safe spot. I need to hearth before I deal with X.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's involved, let me put it that way. But, you know, if I didn't have all those things going on, something else stupid would happen. Trust me. It would either be dog or cat or something else. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yes.
But I've been working on the Bloods. I've been working on one iron. I had to restart recently because we lost Solfu after so long.
Yes.
And I was so careful with her, and something that I thought seemed absolutely fine. No, wasn't. So we learned that lesson. Always learn your lessons.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
Yes.
And I was sort of working on my pacifist. I have issues with her. I went priest, right? So no step.
She's on a pacifist.
No step.
Some of us have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, you know, like right, some people, yeah. You know, went with the stealth classes. No, mm-hmm. No, not me. Mm-hmm. I went priest. You can't do everything that the other classes can in pacifist on a priest. Mm-hmm. Dig sites are quite the challenge.
Yes.
You can't sap a mob.
That's true.
To do your survey to pick up the piece that they're standing on. Which is an issue I have with a dig site in Feralis right now. I managed to man up and get like two surveys done, and then it keeps pointing me to where this ogre is standing. And I'm like, but the thing. And it's like, no. And I can't quite get close enough to get the survey in to grab the piece. And I'm like, so I can either sit there and wait for somebody to come through and hopefully clear out that section.
Yeah.
Or just move on. I've just moved on.
What level's your passy?
Great. I'm sorry, what?
What level's your passy?
Oh, she's 97.
Okay.
So she's probably going to get caught in the Shadowlands level reset, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because I'm at a point now where nodes are giving me very little in the areas I can go to safely. Because, you know, I'm not a druid. I don't have instant flight, so I can't pop up and hope that, you know, a nasty that spawns in a higher level area isn't going to pull me back down. I don't have that option. I have archaeology and holidays right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, great, sure. I tried doing the elders. Yeah, no, that, no. Mm-mm,
no.
No.
Didn't like you.
No.
Didn't like you. Yeah.
I have a thing with traveling on my past, all my challengers, actually. If I have to keep moving and I'm in one spot and I get X amount of XP and have to pick up and spend 10 minutes on the flight point to get to the next thing, in my brain it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So for me, elders is entirely not worth it because, okay, they're not like candy buckets where they're at an inn where you fly in, you know, fly right back out after you do your thing.
Yeah.
They're out in the zones.
Mm.
And to me that's frustrating because I can't just fly in, do my thing and go. I have to fly in. Where is this elder? Oh, they're over there. Let me fly over there. Oh, there's a whole bunch of nasties near me. I'm on a pacifist. Nope, can't do it. And then, you know, out I go again with nothing to show for it. So I'm like, I'll sit this one out. I'll wait for, like, Noble Garden or Children's Week. Because, you know,
well,
I'm a pansy and I'm on a priest. So I can't do the things that other people can. So I have to pick my battles very wisely with her.
Well, I think
the anniversary trivia was awesome.
Exactly. We do miss trivia greatly. I was gonna say the thing I think a lot of us need to remember is the fact that, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's a solo challenge. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to get somewhere. It's the point of getting there and getting there safely.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no
rush. I can't wait to see
to do it.
If she gets to max, what her real world timestamp is going to be.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be as long as Fair's was for one of hers, but I think it'll be close.
Yep.
Because she's been sitting for quite a while.
Yeah.
I look at her every so often in my character screen and I feel really bad and I'm like, oh, I should log on to her. And then I'm like, why? I can't do anything right now. So
if
all my dig sites
be
are
safe.
Really bad.
Gotta
so
be safe.
There.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. She's safer on the login screen.
Ah, that's a good show title right there.
You
okay.
Know, so.
All right. So what's your gal? Obviously, you know, you've Bloodthirsty Queen is the title that we have given you for a very long time. That has not changed. But what's the goals just for this year? What's like the main goal for you?
Yeah. 120 on that warlock is my main goal right now. She's sitting at 102.
Yeah.
I've got 18 levels to go in theory.
Okay.
So I do a level a week.
Yep.
18 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She is a nerve-wracking experience right now. I am frightened to be on her.
Yeah.
Because defensive stance is broken on the pets.
Okay.
It broke when 8.3 came in. And I did submit a bug report. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else has. If you haven't, go submit one because they need to fix this because this is bad. I had a very close call because of that. I almost lost her while I was working on her to get her to 102. And I actually had to cut and run because red screen was flashing. I was like, oh, no. Fortunately, the mobs decided to be nice and reset, but it was good. Bad. It was very bad.
We know that doesn't always happen. Not every mob will you know, leash back, so gotta be careful.
Yeah, it was not a good thing. So my current goal is to get her to 120, and I've got my second highest is sitting at 91. So that's my discipline priest.
Yes.
She's definitely gonna be more of a hard maybe. Because she's got 29 weeks to go. Now, I mean, it's not that far of a difference between the lock and the disc priest, but we don't have a date yet for Shadowlands.
Yeah.
And those are the two I'm the most concerned about, because I'm like, I don't want to get to like 115 and get thrown all the way back to 60 or 50 or whatever the level difference is going to be. We don't know what that's going to be yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, please.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to hold it together on those two as far as I possibly can. I'm not trying to rush because that's not going to get me anywhere, but I am trying to make sure that they are getting leveled every week from here on out.
Oh, that's good.
Sometimes I rotate who I'm going to work on.
Yeah.
But those two, I'm trying to make sure that they are staying consistently in the rotation for now. But I'm just, it's a struggle because those two are my two longest ones to level right now.
Yeah.
And the priest took me about 5 and a half hours in Warlords of Draenor alone.
Yeah.
And the warlock's taking me about maybe 5 to 6 currently in Legion. Where I'm at, so it's a long day on both of them.
Yeah,
I can't do them in the same day, so it's tough. So those are my main goals I'm focusing on,
and
hopefully
I'm,
we can get there.
And I'm guessing you're just grinding through. Actually, no, ignore that. We'll come back to that in a minute.
Okay.
So, what I want to know is you've been playing Challenge Toons for quite some time. What has been your biggest lessons with playing Challenge Toons?
It's going to be playstyle. You cannot approach this from a normal, regular character's playstyle. They're two completely different things.
Yeah.
You have to, evaluate your situation. Where is that mob patrolling? Is that going to walk just far enough that I'm going to hit their aggro radius? Are all the mobs here? Because, when you're on a normal character, you're just running through, whatever. Who cares if, the mobs were all killed? Who cares if they pop back up? Who cares if I die? I can respawn.
Yeah.
You can't do that in this. Unless you're a 10, but that's a certain special circumstance.
Yeah.
But for regular challengers, you have to stop and think about this. And you'll be running through somewhere and it's like, oh my god, where's all the mobs? Aren't there mobs here? And it's a very chilling feeling to be running through an area and suddenly have the thought hit you of, wait a minute, I thought there were mobs here. And then you're like, oh, I need to get out of here right now, because you don't know where they're going to pop back up because you didn't see where they were at. So it helps to sit back for a few minutes before approaching a quest or approaching a certain grind location and just sit and watch how the mobs are walking. Yeah. Is there a long-range patroller that you didn't see that's going to walk a whole camp? It sounds silly from a normal character's perspective because who cares? I'll just deal with it as it comes up.
Yeah.
You don't have that luxury as a challenger, because especially if you're on an iron, you don't have that many outs. And two mobs could be a very big problem. One mob could be a problem depending on the mob.
Yes.
Rares aren't that big of a deal to regular challengers. Regular characters. Challengers, that rare could be a very big problem for you if you're not used to what it does. So, I mean, it helps to know your area. It helps to have a scout.
Yeah.
And you really do have to adjust your play style. Because if you just go in and loll through in the mobs, you know, like, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to end up having problems.
Yeah.
Because you're not thinking about tailoring it to what you're doing.
Exactly. And I suppose tailoring it to what challenge you're doing. Because as I said, you've done...
That too.
You're running iron, one iron, multiple bloods, a pacifist. Did you have a tin? You've got a tin?
Still? I did. I don't anymore.
Okay.
I got that. That's a whole other story. Okay. I got all salty right. about something. So okay. I was like, nah.
All right.
So,
working right
now, men? I did at one point. So I've got the iron, I've got bloods, I've got a pacifist.
Yep.
I have two teams that I'm on. Three yes. teams. One was a blood team that I was dual yes. boxing. I yes. still kind of have the team.
Yep.
I just don't have the time on my second account, so that's why they haven't been active right now.
Yeah.
And Zortz and I are still on a team break. He's starting to come back into WoW though. So mm-hmm. we might be trying to bring them back soonish, maybe. I don't know. Nice. We haven't really talked about it yet. Mm-hmm. But I know he's been having some internet issues lately. So I think we want to see if we can get those sorted before we hop back on the team. Because yeah. the team's sitting around 71. I'm okay if the team gets caught in the Shadowlands net. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, for a team situation, I'm okay with that. Because then we'll be back in sections that we kind of know already and that we're used to. Mm-hmm. Because right now, him and I are in uncharted territory as far as a team setting goes and sort of as a level setting goes in iron.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that, you know. Things
see
happen.
How it goes.
But, yeah, I mean, we're not that close where I'm going to be that upset if we get caught in the Shadowlands.
Yeah.
Issues.
But still, you know. What are you, 71? So...
Yeah, I think we're 71 yeah. on the team.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then... advice for challengers, whether it's they're starting off, they're brand new, or maybe they want to try something different and mix it up, because again, you've played pretty much all of the challenges right across the board, you know. So for you, advice, anything, hit us with it, because again, everyone, how everyone plays can be a little bit different. And if we can take all this information and adapt it yeah. to ourselves, it's going to help and be beneficial. So what would you use as your advice for people?
Find the challenge that you love. Just because X loves Iron Man with an unbelievable, ungodly passion doesn't mean that that's your thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe green's your thing. Maybe working's your thing. Maybe you want to try pacifist, but you're a little bit afraid, so try working man first so you can get a feel for it. I mm-hmm. know they're different because working man can kill and pacifist can't, but it'll kind of start to get you in the idea of how pacifist is gonna play a little bit, mm. a little different. But, you know, then there's tin for if you're a little unsure of, you know, trying to get the rules in your head and trying to get your feet under you, find what challenge you love. Your challenge tunes don't expire necessarily. I mean, they'll be there. With the new things coming in, you might have to re-add them to the website after a certain amount of time. Maybe. We'll see. Things are still being worked on. But, you know, find what you like. If you don't like a certain challenge, don't force yourself to play it. You know, if you've always played one spec but you're not that crazy about it, you can try other specs. I've got several challengers running in multiple specs.
Yeah.
Just so I can see if I like how one's playing better than the other, or just to try to get a feel for it. Because maybe, you know, I level in one spec on my normal. Well, what's this spec do? I haven't touched this spec in a while. I'm not used to this spec.
Yeah.
Trying things differently. Don't be afraid to try new things. Mm. You know, what's the worst that can happen? You die. It's a pixel.
Yeah.
Nobody really died. Nobody's really hurt. It's just some time lost. But if you had fun, is it really time lost? I mean, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, your challengers are going to die. So don't be too afraid to try something new within reason, you know, unless you know it's definitely going to kill your challenger. Another thing I would advise, you know, we all go to Wowhead a lot for checking out quests and, you know, info. Does anybody have anything to say about this quest or that quest? Well, I noticed when I was working on the iron that I had lost a few weeks ago, there was a quest I was really unsure of. I had never done this quest before. I'd never quested on an iron in Jade Forest.
Okay. Yep.
So I never made it that high. So I'm like, I don't know about this quest, because there was like three different people that you had to kind of like mock battle to get to the next part of the quest. And it seemed pretty benign. Like, okay, fine, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The one dude looked like one of the pearlfin fish people. And I'm like, oh. And he had a cast bar on him. And I'm like, what are you going to do? Are you just going to like do healing? Are you going to do lightning? What are you going to do? Mm. So I went to Wowhead. I'm looking it up. They had a couple of videos of people fighting. So I'm like, okay, let me look at the video. The people were mowing these quest mobs down in like four hits. And I'm like, what? Like, there's no way. And I'm like, how are you dealing with this fight in like four hits? A couple of them were hunters. And then I actually looked at them. You can tell when somebody's overly geared. So then you have to stop and think, when was this video shot? Because there's no time limit on stuff being posted to Wowhead. Somebody could be X amount of level above before the world scaling came in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's stuff to think about. So maybe not focus so much on what the person is doing in the fight, but what the mob is doing in the fight. If the fight lasts long enough. Because those fights were over in like three or four hits, and it wasn't very long. So you had to be really quick.
Yeah.
And I did manage to catch a glimpse of a cone of lightning field coming out. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. So I knocked out of that quest real quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, 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 no. It might be fine for Hunter. It might be fine for somebody overgeared. And you're not seeing them take that hit if they're in like full heirlooms and stuff. But you have to think you're in white gear.
Yeah.
You're in, at best. And so it's like, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll move on. There's more quests out there.
That's
I don't
right.
have to do this quest.
No.
So, I mean, you know, just take videos of people doing quests that you're trying to gain some knowledge from with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
And again, you need to be situationally aware, no matter what challenge you're working on. You know, where's that mob patrolling again? You know, is this something that can see through my stealth, or is it not going to be sappable or CC-able? Do I even have a CC that I can deal with that? You know, are there other players around? Because that's something you have to be mindful of on pacifist. Or, you know, maybe not even pacifist, maybe a good number of the challenges. Because I've had other people drag stuff right through me, and for some reason or whatever, it didn't reset. And it's like, oh, you're here. And they came back to me instead of going back to where they were, even though I didn't do an AoE and never touched them.
Still don't know how that's possible. If you don't aggro, that really annoys the crap out of me. But anyway,
Like, valid. How did, like, what? you know, I see somebody running towards me dragging a train, and I'm like, heart
move,
in my throat.
Move,
I'm like backing up, and I'm like, get
move,
me out
move.
Of here. Like,
exactly.
Like, hands in the air. Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything on the keyboard. Don't breathe.
But it's still,
just let them go by.
Because
like, I'm
think...
a tree.
You know? I think, exactly. I'm a tree. I think you make a really valid point, and, you know, Execute does in the chat room as well, that as much as Wowhead is great for so much knowledge, like so much knowledge, we can find a heap of stuff there, the videos and all sorts of things. When it comes down to it, you can't beat a scout. Like, really. And Stormstrike. Yeah, I know. Execute loves Stormstrike so much. They're not listed on the mobs. So, you know, again, go try it with a tune. You know, a dead tune, an older tune. Strip your normal tune off and take it just to
I've
get
done
a
that
feel.
Before. I've taken a,
you know?
I've taken my main, and, you know, when I didn't have anybody else that was close to that level, or I've resurrected a dead normal that had nothing on them, that was just naked, and I'm like, okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
I can sit you there. I don't care if you die again because you were already dead. Let me just see what this mob's going to do, you know? Because as we get higher in level, and with world scaling, it's changed everything. And these mm-hmm. mobs, as they get higher, have new abilities that we've never seen before.
That's right.
At lower levels. So, I mean, somebody had made a point of asking in Discord, you know, mm-hmm. Should I do this? Can I go back and do the normal leveling zones? Because they have just come back to WoW. They had been away from WoW through all these changes. And we're like, you know, yeah, but keep in mind.
Exactly.
Something that you didn't know did mind. X may do X now.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to be careful.
And plus, we don't know quite what's going to happen when, you know, the new expansion is here. As you know, we could say, well, we might have a fair idea with how things are playing out at the moment with the zone wise, but until Shadowlands actually hits, we, you know, trying to establish how things are going to go mob-wise is still going to, you know, still up in the air. So just tread carefully, guys. That's probably the main thing. But
I would definitely advocate for scouts once Shadowland hits.
Yes.
We're going to need it at
least
for a few weeks.
Don't touch it. Exactly.
No, I won't be touching the Challenger for probably a month.
That'd be funny. I was going to say, the state of the challenges will be blank. They'll be like,
I mean,
nobody's
I'll be working on my main, but, and getting them through the new zones, as I usually do first thing when an expansion drops. But that's also to see how things are
play
working.
Out. Yes.
I mean, I know it'll be at the higher end, but, you know, then I might hop on a lower level normal that I'm working on in the background and be like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I know we're gonna have a new zone to level in, so I'm probably gonna try to delete an old character and make a new one and just run it through and see what the new first off zone looks like, because we've got a lot of changes coming in, and some of them sound scary, some of them sound confusing, and some of them we just don't know. I know there's gonna be a lot of testing going on for beta, if hopefully some of us mods get into it. Because that's going to be very, very helpful for us on the whole. But then again, you know, you do have to take beta with a grain of salt as well.
Yes.
Not everything always
until it all goes live. Things can change. Exactly.
Very much so.
Exactly. Alrighty. Okay. Well, you know, let's find out how your week's been. Because, you know, again, you've only got a couple of tunes.
Only a couple.
So how's the week been? You've been saying, you know, it's taking 5 to 6 hours on the warlock and about 4 hours on the priest. And
roughly.
Yeah. So, you know, when do you have time between modding and, you know, doing stuff for me for the website? And
I don't
That's
what it is. I don't sleep.
What's that?
Sleep schedule is like non-existent.
Yeah.
I
You're on Aussie right time now. I noticed that. You are on Aussie.
Yeah. I managed to fix my sleep schedule for 1 week. I was back to normal.
Yeah.
And then Russell got a stomach bug, and then I got the stomach bug, I'm all back to crazy hours again because I couldn't sleep. And then when I did sleep, like, I woke up at like almost 8 o'clock last night. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then I had seen that somebody actually needed me while I was asleep, and I'm like, oh, oops.
Oh, good.
So I was like, yeah, I'm here now. What did you want?
So,
like, when you or your significant other suffers from anxiety issues and stuff, everything's up in the air. You never know what one day is going to be to the next. So, we have an interesting sleep schedule right now. So I'm usually here. If I'm not here, leave me a message because I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's amazing how much you can get done between like 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. It really is.
Yeah.
Because there's not that many people out in the zones normally. It's kind of quiet. You don't have to worry about people training.
That's why I like playing U.S. Realms. Because, you know, bloodthirsty-wise, the rares are up. Unless certain other players have beat me to the zones, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Zaya.
See, I don't play on the main WoW Challenges server, so I don't have to deal with that. But I do play on a normal server, which means I have a lot of other issues to deal with. phasing and realm sharding and all that happiness. Although that's been better lately, I do have to. But
Nisi, quick, do that. Don't Yeah, I was gonna say, don't jinx yourself. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But no, my internet did drop out the other night at like 3 a.m. I wasn't on a challenger that night, thank goodness. But I was like, yeah. Oh, what happened? Yeah, I was down for like 3 hours and I just ended up going to bed. I was like, well, I guess
oh,
I'm
that's
done
right.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did try. I really did try to do the elders. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, I'm running short on holidays for Gentle Soul. And, mm-hmm. you know, like I said earlier, I couldn't do it. I get frustrated with a lot of the travel. It's a me thing. Yeah. I know some people love it. And hey, that's fine. If you can muscle through all the traveling for the holidays.
Love it.
More power yeah. to you. Mm-hmm. More power to you. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't mind Candy Buckets too much because it was an in and out sort of thing. I didn't have mm-hmm. to travel that far off of the flight points. But for this one's a little different for me. And yeah. I just,
you've got to
not
adventure.
That big into the holidays to begin with. So I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So I tried. I did give it a try. I got through like five. And then when I saw where like number six was, I'm like, what? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm like, there's a dig site. Let me go try to work on that. And then, you know, that didn't end up going well. So I'm like, that's hard. We're good.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah. No. So, I mean, she's been kind of doing her fishing and cooking dailies when I remember and Stormwind.
Yeah.
And when they're ones I feel comfortable doing. But I'm not in a big rush on her. She's a side project.
Go to Dionysus. They're all perfectly fine.
Well, she's 97, so I'm afraid to go there now. So I don't want to. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if, like, I'm going to get kicked out of there. If I'm going to get kicked back to.
No, it's 110. It changes. 110?
Is it 110?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. I don't
know.
I've been afraid, so I'm just like.
I'm sure someone in the chat room. Yeah, fair. I was going to say. 110, that changes. Anything under that, yeah, which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm a really big pansy with her because I'm like, I do not want to start
but
her over
like,
look, she started so long ago.
Like you said, it's not about getting there as soon as you need to. So if you need to take your time with it, then take your time. It's not a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just some holidays I'm more comfortable with than others. This is not one of the ones that I'm that comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair.
In fact, I was so fed up trying to do elders on the pacifist. I didn't even try it on my iron. I'm like, nah, that's fine. I ran into one, I think, in one location. I'm like, oh, okay, you're here. I'm here. That's fine. But I'm like, I'm not actively going to seek you out. Cause she doesn't have flying, my current iron. She she's a baby. She just got her riding. So I got four levels on her this week, which was amazing because last week I was ill and didn't really barely get a level. So I'm working on her. Started her out in New Tinkertown because I went gnome, right? Mm-hmm. Right, execute, go gnome or go home. So I did New Tinkertown, Dunmorrow, and mm-hmm. then I went over to Azure Mist, and mm-hmm. I did the beginning Drenai section up to Stillpine Hold. I started to go in, looked at the health on one of the big guys that you had to kill, and I'm like, nope, I'm out, and turned around and left. And then I went over to Blood Mist, and there's a couple quests I'm not going to do over there just because mm-hmm. I should know better, and I've tried them before and regretted working on them, but I was already halfway in, so I'm like, well, I'm here now.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a couple I'm not going to do over there. And so she's slowly working through, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do all the quests I have that aren't crazy far away. Mm-hmm. And I got probably two levels worth of XP, not back to back, but pretty close. Like, I had hit one level working on a set of quests, came back, turned in a whole bunch and dinged, and then got a whole bunch of more quests, went out, worked on them, came back and got another full level. So she got up to 24.
Cool.
I will say I do have an issue with the quest line over there, down on the beach.
Yeah.
And Vaz was there to experience my rage. So there's a little gnome and a turtle down on the beach on Blood Mist. You have to find his toolbox.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Sounds straightforward enough.
Yes.
They've not updated this quest.
Oh.
This quest item randomly spawns in one of the Murloc camps. Mm. Okay. If someone loots it, it changes location.
Oh.
Immediately.
Oh, okay.
So, I was like, oh, you know, because I've had this quest take forever trying to find the damn box. So yep. I found it pretty quick. I'm like, oh, it's right there. But there was a Murloc right there. So I'm like, let me kill the Murloc.
Yeah.
I was probably maybe a penance and two smites from killing the Murloc. This duo of shaman in ghost wolf form comes running down the beach.
Yep.
One shots, or kind of one shots. They finish off my Murloc and loot the crate right in front of me. And I was like, what? I was yeah. like, no.
Yeah.
No, you did not just do that. I was pissed. I was like, da, 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 da. So angry Murloc noises everywhere. And, so,
robbed. Hang on. So, robbed you of your XP for the kill.
Yeah.
Then stole
and then
your
the crate out from underneath
stole
me.
The crate. Yep.
And
okay.
then took off down the beach. Now, my brain didn't register at that moment that there yeah. were two of them. I thought they were dual boxing at first, but then mm-hmm. after seeing them again later, I realized, no, they're not dual boxing. It's just two people leveling together. Maybe yeah. one had been on follow at the time, but no, it was two different people now.
Okay.
And then there was somebody else down there too, and I'm like, oh. So I was going back and forth between the bear quest that you have to get flanks for, the thorn lasher things that you have to get, and this Murloc quest.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. and I'm looking for the crate the whole time. And couldn't find it. Found it right in front of me. Oh, there's the crate. Run up. Don't you know those two shaman ran up and the other one grabbed the crate right in front of me as I was going to loot it. I was like,
Oh no.
I lost it completely. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. It was almost a half an hour to 45 minutes for that one quest because
wow.
I could not get the crate. I was about to hurt somebody. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. That quest really
damn.
Needs to be
yeah.
where multiple people can loot the same item, or it needs to be changed to a drop off one
uh-huh.
of the rocks, because it is
That's...
just maddening. Like, it's ridiculous. One quest shouldn't take that long.
No.
Because the spawn time on the crate is also a little bit long.
Yeah.
So then if you've got other people down there and somebody else loots it and you didn't see somebody else looted it, then you're running back up and down the beach for like another 20 minutes trying to find it.
Yeah.
That's so,
rough.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, I think there's
not a fun time.
Fair majority of us can feel that pain, definitely, understanding that.
Pissed.
Yeah, that's
I really
that's
was
rough.
Pissed.
Yeah.
So yeah. So then I moved on to the bloodthirsties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I need to go.
You
away
need
from
to just go
stuff.
Kill stuff.
Yeah. So on stream on Wednesday we got five of them leveled. I did not do classic blood this week because I'm just taking
mm-hmm.
a break. I really want to focus on getting this warlock to where she needs to be.
Yep.
So I got the Beastmaster Hunter of my namesake to 58. So
mm-hmm.
she's left Blast and Lands finally
mm-hmm.
and started her adventure in Outlands. I've already started working on them for this week's stream.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so defensive stance is broken on your hunters and your warlocks. Please be careful. It's
mm-hmm.
behaving as assistance stance, so
mm-hmm.
keep that in mind. Hasn't
okay.
been so much of an issue on the hunter. It was an issue on the warlock. We'll get to that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a guardian druid and
yes.
That's going pretty good. She's still handling rares really well.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't had to pop out of bear form and heal too much going after the rares.
Okay, cool.
She's doing okay. She's in Arathi right now. I had to think about that for a second.
Yes.
I did kind of wander into Hinterlands while I was working on her after she hit 27, getting her to 28.
Mm-hmm.
Hinterlands, I think, is still a little high. I could kill some things.
Okay.
They were orange though, and
at
there
27.
Were a couple of rares out there that were red.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So Hinterlands is like level
yeah.
30 where it starts to scale, so I'm
yeah.
still below the scale point. So I mean, I don't want to push it too,
no.
too much. It's like, yeah, I got lucky. Let's go back.
Yeah.
So I kind of just did a quick survey and went home to
nope.
to Arathi for now.
Yeah.
Because I've got her and the Holy Priest, Soul Snuggles. She hasn't been on the list much because she's still a baby one. I'm running Holy and Discipline. Holy's going okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I went troll this time, so she's getting a little bit of bonus XP from beasts for her racial.
Yep.
So that's helping out a lot on the beast rares right now, so it's helping me get through her levels a little bit quicker.
Yep.
She's doing all right. She's handling the rares. She can take down the turtle in Hillsbrad just fine. She can take down the bear. So she just moved into Arathi Highlands after she hit 25. So she's doing good. I got Soul Snuffer, the Disc Priest, to 91, like I was saying earlier.
I still struggle. Sorry. Every single time I see, I really have to think about the words to get that properly out. Soul Snuffer.
Soul Snuffer.
I have to think about it. Takes me a few seconds.
Like, I was running out of name ideas because you can only repeat so many names so often, and we don't have the individual IDs yet, so I really didn't want to reuse a name. Because, you know, they kind of have their own identity. I think once or twice I've reused one, but it's been some time in between. And I was like, well, you know, Soul Snuffer. And I was like, well, I'm killing things, right? So I'm like snuffing them like a candle snuffer. So I was like, oh, Soul Snuffer. So that's where her name came from. I will say she has surprisingly been moving slightly faster through WoD than the Warlock did.
Really?
Which kind of fascinated me a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just that I'm more used to being on the Disc Priest because that's what my main is.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because I don't have the pet to deal with. I don't know. But it's not tremendously faster. It's maybe a half an hour to an hour faster through WoD to get a level than the Warlock was.
Okay.
But I have noticed it's not quite as sloggy as the Warlock. But then again, maybe Warlock's just not my class. That could very well be possible.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, but so far she's been doing pretty well. Haven't really had any issues. Maybe it's because I have a buff. Because the fortitude buff's part of my spellbook, so I can use it on my priest, and it has a timer on it, so I'm watching the timer, right? So I'm like, okay, how fast can I get through this one loop in one buff application?
Yeah.
And so I actually can get through one loop in about half an hour if I'm focused. It's the key thing. If I'm not distracted and I'm pushing through and I've got something that I'm listening to that's the length of an hour or whatever,
if you're focused,
then I can get through one loop in a half hour.
Me, I don't understand, but okay, all right.
Yeah, but and then the Warlock who's in Legion. I have two different leveling locations that I kind of bounce back and forth between. I had the one location that I used for the Demon Hunter that worked pretty well for her. I have the second location that I used for the Paladin that worked really good for her.
Yep.
That location's a little sticky, the second one. I am in a spot where the mobs respawn fairly quickly. I don't really have to move. I can just kind of stand in the one spot. However, you do have to adjust for your class. So because I have the pet and that Warlock Voidwalker likes to do a little AoE thingy. I don't know if he's like pulling health from other mobs or what he's doing, but he likes to aggro neutral mobs.
Floydy likes to bring everyone to the party.
I guess I wasn't really as focused as I should have been. And he ran a little too forward to where I was pulling from. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I'll just get this one mob and we'll be fine. And I'll pull him back and we'll reset our location. And then the mob next to him respawned. And I'm like, it's all right. It's two. We've done two before. We're fine. And then a third one popped up that he decided to bring in, and I'm like, it's okay, we got this, we're good, we got this. Then another one respawned across from him that turns hostile, and he jumped in, so then we're up to four. And I'm like, it's all right, we're okay. And I'm trying to heal him, and I'm trying to heal me, and I hit a lock cookie. I'm like, we're okay. It's very rare that I actually hit the lock cookie. And and I'm like, it's all right, we're good, you know. And I'm health drain lifing and all that, and and then another one walked in, and I'm like, okay. And I was debating hitting Rain of Fire, and I'm like, I don't know if that's really gonna help me in this situation. It might make things worse. And I was like, it's all right, it's all right. I was starting to panic a little bit, but we're okay, we're okay. And I was down to two mobs left.
Yeah.
Realized I could not heal the Voidwalker any longer because I had my health too low.
Yeah.
And it was either heal me with drain life or heal the Voidwalker. If I don't heal the Voidwalker, he's gonna die. He was like at 1500 health at that point. And I'm like, we gotta go. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
We gotta bail. And you know, I think he might have held them just long enough for me to start to run, and I managed to get up a hill that I didn't think I could, but I did.
Okay.
And I started to run up the road, and then I suddenly wasn't in combat anymore. I was like, my hands were shaking, my arms were shaking. I'm like,
I bet.
Okay, I need a minute. It was bad. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was intense, because I was like, no, I'm not losing this one at 101.
Yeah.
I'm not. And it was like, because, you know, I would have been all right if I had been back about 10 more feet.
Yeah.
And if defensive stance had been working, but it wouldn't have happened because the mobs were running to me. So for those that aren't familiar with defensive stance, when your pet is in defensive and you pull a mob, your pet will stand there until either A, the mob hits you, or B, the mob casts something at you.
Yep.
So normally you can pull, the mob will get right up to you, then the pet will jump in, and then they'll die at your feet, and you can loot it. You never have to move.
Yes.
That's not working now.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I cast a spell, as soon as I hit, let's say opening with, I don't know, one of the fire dots, and I know where it is on my bar, I don't know what it's called, and the Voidwalker took off, and I'm like, where are you going? I'm like, what are you doing? I didn't tell you to do that. Get your ass back here. So now I have to cast the dot, hit follow immediately as soon as the dot is cast. And sometimes he runs if I'm not quite fast enough, but I can manage to pull him back. And then I have to remember to tell him to start attacking again once the mob is up to me. So it's taking a little bit longer. It's a little more involved right now, which is why I really want them to fix the stance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, normally it's not an issue for regular players, but it's essentially broken. Like, it's working just like assist. I'm like, if I wanted you to be an assist, I'd put you an assist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in this particular spot, it's very dangerous for him to be acting as assist because of all of the mobs. And their respawn rate is, I kill three and the first one's respawning again.
Yeah.
So they're very quick respawn where I'm at. And I could technically move, but my second location is not really any better.
Yeah.
My second location has multiple mobs and is more suited for a plate multi mob puller that can handle it. So I'm just like,
Well, no. You know what? You survived. So yay.
I did, barely.
Yay. That sounds far too. That sounds far too scary, but
yeah,
hey, look,
I never had that
through.
Intense of a oh my god,
yeah,
happen in quite a while, but it was
that's
bad.
A bit crazy, exactly.
It was crazy.
All right,
and,
well,
I had a few other things going on, so
yes, busy. It's been busy, but you know what? Look how many you've got through this week. No deaths.
Yeah.
So yay.
Oh.
Yay.
That's
always good.
So,
no.
I've been making up for it on my main because I finally started to do Nazhatar on that.
Mains don't count, so go for it.
Yeah, so I've been making it up. I've been doing all my sacrifices on her. This one section I died 5 times in within 3 minutes because it was BS.
Nice.
Nazhatar can go off a cliff.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know what I was getting into when I went in there to start questing, and I'm like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
I'm like,
fun times.
It's like Thunder Bluff in an entire zone, because I'm not normally a Horde player. So
no, Thunder it's worse Bluff than Thunder Bluff. It's worse.
And it's definitely
as a
worse,
Horde player, it is worse.
It's similar to me, because it's like, what level is this on? And then I'm like, holy Christ. It took me 20 minutes to find a rare, because I couldn't figure out where it was. And I was standing right next to it, apparently.
Of course.
I like kept going in a circle, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I found it, and then got to the next area and died like 6 times because of spider crabs. And
yeah.
I'm like, I just need to get to that. And I spawned, and I had like 15 of them on me. I'm like, what happened? What is going on?
Yeah.
I walked over something. Like, I saw neutral crabs, and I'm like, oh, there's a fishing spot down there.
Yeah.
I jumped over the edge. It wasn't that far. landed to start fishing, and all of a sudden I had like 20 crabs on me that were ripping my face off, and I was dead. I was like, why? What? I'm like, you were neutral like 5 seconds ago. Went to go somewhere else and realized, oh, if you step on one of them egg thingies, everyone hates you.
Yeah.
So that was a fun learning experience.
Fun times. Fun times. Exactly. But yeah, thank God that was on, like, on your normal turn. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Alrighty. Well, again, you've had a pretty big week, which is good, and everyone survived. So yay. So hopefully again this week, you know, I'm sure you'll have a busy leveling week once again. I've been really busy. Let me retop.
I see that.
There's not much. How is it? I've gone through my coffee already. Jeez, Lita. I'm gonna have to, guys. I'm gonna have to set like two of these. I should just set the coffee machine.
Pot on your desk.
I just need the coffee machine right there. That's what I need.
You both need one.
A coffee maker. Mm-hmm. Who'll bring me coffee? Anyway. All right.
Kobe, get to it.
Yeah, he's ignoring. Kobe's with Granddad. He's not worried. He's happy. Granddad's home. Okay, so this week, all I got to was, I actually got to both pacifists this week, which I was quite happy about. Because, you know, Elders, Lunar Festival, Elders is good. And you know how much you do not like doing that, Niecy. Well, guess who loves... Yeah. I love hunting coins to the point.
You can have all of them.
I know, to the point that there was some that I'm like, do I risk it? Do I risk it? And then in the end, and I'm, you know, you're like sitting there for like 5 minutes going, if I go in this way or if I come in from this way, and in the end you turn around going, no, because there'll be a 120. Elite, you know, Hoarder Alliance, whichever, and I'm going to get one shot, so, you know, go away. But I did manage to get two levels on the Tauren Druid this yesterday, last couple of days.
Very nice. Yeah, I saw that.
She hit 65, so very happy with that.
Congrats.
Had a one moment last night where what happened? I hit something, hit me that was right near one of the elders. And again, I can't stealth because druid. I hit dash. I went straight into cat and went hit dash and just took off as fast as I could. And I'm just like, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. And so got out of combat. So that was
I always good. Have that fear of when a mob aggroes on me on my pacifist that somebody's going to be nearby and they'd be like, oh, I'll save you.
Yeah.
And hit it. And I'm like,
well, I'm running back towards, no, where was I? I was in Western Plaguelands. So I was coming across from Anderhole over towards what is it, Mead's Steed, that you know,
okay,
where they're all kind of neutral, the guys are neutral, you know, and I'm coming across that, and I've just realized because I've got a spider chasing me, and I'm like, do not deviate towards the NPCs.
Oh yeah, you
so
know,
I had to
give me a kill, you know,
I had to so you know, I had to deviate from that and keep running on the right-hand path so I wasn't getting aggro from... Yeah, I was just like, but got out of combat fairly quickly. Like, thankfully, at least really quickly. And I was like, hey, let's not do that one again later. That was not
Absolutely.
A good idea. And it was interesting because I was in the Sky Golem. No, that's right. Sky Golem picked a herb, aggroed the spider. The spider hits me, knocks me straight out of the Sky Golem.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, how run?
What is going on?
I was like, how? Yeah, so be careful. Be careful. Absolutely. And then, of course, my little Night Elf Druid, finally dinged 109, which was very exciting. So again,
I did very coins. Nice. I did every coin I possibly could, bar a couple, because I had those moments of, can I safely get this coin? Can I? Is there any fundamental way that I can get this coin? And I'd sit there for like 5 minutes working out. If I come in from this angle, if I do this, if I do that. And normally, 99% of the time, it was like, seriously, Lita, are you going to screw up your 108 just to get to, to get dead?
So, you know, it's not so much about, not just the mobs that are near it. It's also of how many people are coming in here. And, you know, because you get these 120s that come in and they're just like, AoE, and everything falls down next to it. And it's like,
yeah,
I just kill credit. Why did you do that? So, you know, it's like, it wasn't even looking at you.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a good thing on times that I play. Yeah. So there's not a lot of people around.
It pays to play in the later hours. It does. Sometimes.
It does. So, but still, very happy with that. Passies are going good. Didn't get around to touching any of the bloods this week. I did look at them and went, yeah, girls, soon. Soon.
Just
and
think of all the rest that they're getting.
Well, yeah. They're probably at max anyway. But anyway, didn't die to spiders or anything like that. So I was really happy
That's
about
good.
That.
That's a win.
That is a win. That is. All right. Hang on. Where is my bumper? I think it is this one. Let's have a look.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right, news time. So let's hit with this. We have got Darkmoon Fair that hits today, tonight, however you want to think about it. This afternoon, in a few hours, Darkmoon Fair hits. Okay, so there are some new things that are coming. Exactly as to what's going to be good for what, I would say be very careful on passies. No good for bloods. Bloods, don't even worry. Keep your bloods away. But probably the passies would be the only concern at this stage, because we know Darkmoon Fair, as much as the normal quests are okay, don't do things like the Whack-a-Knoll.
Whack-a-Knoll's
will
off
count.
Limits.
Whack-a-Knoll.
Coaster's off limits for everyone. The merry-go-round's off limits for everyone.
Yes.
Now, I did see something. In the write-up that Wowhead did about the new arcade things coming in for this particular Darkmoon Fair.
Yep.
One of them said that one of the games was very dangerous. Guys, test that before you get on a challenger, because it sounds like one of the games might have the potential to kill you.
Okay.
I don't know, but it did make me pause, because I was like, oh. I don't know if it's just going to kick you out of the game, or if it's going to count as a kill on you. Like your character might die. I don't know. Definitely want to test
swiper.
That with either a tin or a normal first and get the feel for how things are going to go.
Who
Maybe
knows?
Keep an eye on your kills.
I play this game. Minesweeper. Anyone else play Minesweeper? I used to play this a lot years and years and years ago. Hex Sweeper.
Yeah.
It says, be careful. Stepping on top of a hex containing a hidden mine will instantly kill you. So, you know, some of the games, just be careful.
Test that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't risk it straight out of the box with never seeing it before.
Yeah, we'll need to properly test it once it goes live, which, as I said, will be a few hours. So, again, just really be careful with what you're going to do if you're going down to Darkmoon Fair. The main thing I want to mention is if you've got a new challenge tune, don't forget to go get your box, if that's what you want to do, and some gold. You don't have to, but there is a good way that you can, you know, use your tickets to buy the box and resell the box 4 times to get some gold, and then you've got a 16 slot back box for on the 5th ticket. So that's the main thing. The other thing is Lunar Festival does end on February 7th, so you've literally got a few more days. And then it's done. So if you are going around getting your bonus XP from collecting coins, which again could be a safer way, or a little bit of chill time, then do it. The other thing is, because Luna finishes, and guess what starts? Lovers in the Air.
Lovers in the Air. They're packing in the holidays. This time of year is very busy for me. Because, yes. You know, it's like, oh, we got to check. They're back to back. I don't even have a day in between them. And so I'm like, one's ending, the other one's starting. Yeah. So we do have to update the article for,
yes,
for this event. And so it might be out later in the afternoon, early evening, because, you know, sleep.
Yeah.
But I am working on it.
Because IRL, IRL does happen. But,
yes,
I mean, again, look, just be mindful, guys. Again, passies, you know, anything that involves, obviously, killing mobs to get, you know, the, what do we call them, the lovely charms and all those kinds of things. You can't do it. Don't do it on a passie. You cannot trade things. So please don't be doing that. So there are other quests that you can do, you know, spray perfume, that kind of stuff. The quest itself you can do. All right, just get rid of your buffs and all of that. But yeah, Niecy's gonna do the proper write up and just really be mindful of that. We'll have that up on the website as soon as able to once it goes live.
I do want to explain one thing though, because I mean, I don't know how well it comes across when I put this in the write-ups, but it involves teams. So anytime there's a dungeon boss involving a holiday, there's one thing you guys have to understand. If you're part of a challenge team and it's a full team of five, you can attempt it. However, if you are part of a challenge team that is less than five, you can't. Because you are not allowed to backfill the group through looking for group. That's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you're on a team of five doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea to do the dungeon boss either. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just...
Because you're in white gear.
Keep in mind that, you know, just because you're allowed doesn't mean it's a good idea. And if you're not a full team of five, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You know what would be funny? If five had a full team of five. I'm not five. Listen to me. I'm not setting you a challenge. That is not what I'm saying. It just popped into my head of like five little fives running around doing, you know, dual boxing. Not a challenge. Okay, five, listen. All right. Full of fives. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, let's get on to the state of the challenges. So, Niecy, hit us with our irons, please.
Okay, so irons. It's going to be a little bit different this week. Whoops, hold on.
Got it?
Yeah, I clicked on something. It took me down to the bottom of the list. Oops. I was like, oh, crap.
Oops.
Okay.
Oopsie.
So, in 10th, we have Tinsel at level 47. 9th, we have Zaya Shira at 47. 8th, we have Live Once at 50. 7th, we have Frank Bevy RIP at 62. 6th, we have Nikki at 66. 5th, we have Iron Azzy. Wow, he's up to 77 already. Good job,
nice.
Azzy. Nice. How you level so fast. Just great job.
Machine.
I can't level that
He's
fast.
A machine.
I just can't.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. 4th, we have 97 at 78.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful. There's a bunch of numbers there. 3rd, we have Chancellery at 78. 2nd, we have 5 Melon at 86. And 1st this week, we have Farrah Curie at 88.
Nice. Alrighty. Bloods. Let's have a look here. So, at number 10 this week, we have got Lock Zorts at 48. Go Zorts. Number 9 is Niecy at 58. There you are. Number 8. Oi. I did not know about this one. Taco, is she in the chat room? 60. Her mage, dead at 60. Not sure what happened there. Sorry, Taco.
I don't know.
Oh, that's not good. Alrighty. Sorry, sweetie, to hear that. Number 7 is 5 Chesty at 65. Number six is Broken Tooth at 65. Number five is Nikki at 66. Number four is Delana at 66. Number three, Soul Snuffer. Damn it, I should have given you blood. At 91. See, I don't think about these things. Number two is Zayabara at 91. R.I.P. Zaya, I'm so sorry. I think that was the mob in Soul.
Yeah.
Thing.
It was in Shadow Moon Valley. I know where that's he was it. At. Yeah. Like fortress area. Zaya, quest mob dude. At the very Ouch. End.
Mm-hmm. Oh, commiseration, Zaya. And number one this week is Soul Stoned at 102. Congratulations, Nisi. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Five says that was her PB for her. Awesome. Well done, Taco. That is awesome. But still, damn.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, I don't remember seeing her up that high. I was thinking that might have been her highest.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. Anyway, commiserations, obviously, everyone on that. Couple of rough ones, for sure. Our pacifists. Okay, let's do it. Who have we got?
Okay, in 10th, we have Pass 13, RIP at 48.
Oh.
9th, we have Fair Sky at 64. 8th, we have Passy Lita at 65. 7th, mm-hmm. we have Five Chesty at 65. 6th, we have Awesome Blomster at 71. Oh, Awesome's back leveling.
He is.
I haven't seen much of Awesome lately. I didn't know he was leveling right now. Great. It's
fantastic.
We have in 5th, Herbalissa at 81. 4th, Ashes Passy at 82. 3rd,
You forgot?
Forgot to check for the translation because we had to screenshot the state of the challenges this week. So if people want to give me a second.
I was going to say I should know exactly who that is. And do you think I can think of who it is?
That's actually, okay. I'm not sure if I can get it off of there. I can't pronounce Cyrillic stone. If you would like to get the pronunciation.
I was going to say, stone, if you want to come on and do the pronunciation, that's fine. I'll get you in the call right now. If I roll another iron, I'm doing it in Cyrillic. You are not. Do not do that.
Okay, well, we have our Cyrillic friend in 83 that's a rogue.
Yes.
That hit level 83. Excuse me for third. I apologize that we didn't get your translation. We had a State of the Challenges snafu this week.
It was.
Second,
yes.
We have Pacifist at 102. And first, we have Passy Lita at 109.
I know. Crazy. Who would have thunked it?
Oh. Chris is coming for you.
Oh, I know. Yay, Chris. See? Come on. I'm giving it, I'm just like, come on. Catch me, give it. It's, you know, she's probably gone to bed. Anyway. Okay, so tins for this week. We have got, so five tins this week. We have got number five. We have got Fallowman at 19. Okay. Number four is Juggy Iron 2, hit 23. Number three is Cassite at 52. Number two is Hunter Punk at 85. I really like that name. That is a cool name. And number one this week is Feratelli at 110. Go Fer.
Nice job.
All right. Greens, who have we got?
Okay, so in 10th we have Tomira at 70. 9th we have Chris Dude at 77. 8th this week is Greenadelic at 84. 7th is Celadon at 85. 6th we have Zaya Gala at 85. 4th we have Eva Green at 87, but RIP. 4th we have Little Bit Green at 92. 3rd we have Sky Green at 93. 2nd we have Farah Tot at 104. And first we have Jan Green at 114.
Excellent. That's who it is. Okay, I just figured out. Okay, it's Lissa Koska It's a Costco.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's like three Cyrillic challengers that came to mind, and I wasn't sure who it was.
I know. So, I kept thinking, okay. For some reason, I'm like, is it Hazelnut? And I'm no, I don't think so. Apologies. We found it. I found it. All right. So let me put that in. Oh, I can't adjust it. I'll do that later.
Yeah, because it's all screenshotted.
I know. And again, because
technical difficulties.
Website difficulties. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Where am I? Working man. Let's have a look. Working man this week. We have got at number 10. We have got No Scar at 21. Non-Scar. 21. Number 9, we have Ghrelin at 25, RIP. Number 8 is Tilly at 26. 7 is Ferrerona at 39. Number 6 is Zaya Wera at 39. Number 5, Joyful Colin at 49. Number 4 is 5, I See a Panda. That's how I do it. I think I'm still getting it wrong, 5. I apologize. But
I think it's supposed to be 5 Passy Panda. And the Passy's backwards, but I'm not sure.
That's it. I'm pretty sure you're correct. Yes. Because I'm like, I still think, you know, 5, I See a Panda.
Yeah, I want to say it that way too, definitely.
It's kind of cute, 5. Anyway. So 5's tune hit 56 this week. Number 3 is Vera Winter at 68. Go fair. Well done. Number 2, Effortless at 89. That would be Rogue Slayer. Well done. And look at this. Look who's still doing Working Man. Number 1 this week. Man. Contester hit 104. Uh-oh. Well done.
I think
you
have a convert.
I think so. Well done, sir. Awesome. Okay. Teams. Nisi, just do all the teams. Go for it.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. So for Iron Teams, we have 2 this week. Mm-hmm. Second is Risen Embers at 16, but they seem to be lost to the Nether at the moment.
Something
I'm not sure if
happened.
Something happened or if it's an API issue. I don't know what's going on there. And first we have Light and Lightning at 78. For Blood Team,
nice.
We have one this week, 5 Finger Death Taco Double Dip, and they are...
Oh,
I'm clicking things again. Crap.
What the? Oh, I just came back to the page and Nisi's got a list. And I'm like, I don't know what she's done.
I don't know what I did either. I apparently cut the level off for them. Hold on 1 second. I still have the other window up.
Okay.
They hit level 24. My push to talk key likes to do characters across the page, so I have
nice.
To be careful what I'm clicking.
Nice. Pretty.
Pretty mess is that. That's what that is.
Pretty
so
mess.
For
yep.
Green Team, we have 2.
Mm-hmm.
We have in the second, You Don't Know, You Weren't There at level 22. And yes. First, we have The Trash Heap Has Spoken, yeah, at 38.
Oh, fantastic. Look, well done, everyone. Obviously, commiserations to everyone we lost this week because there was a definitely been a little of a rough week, so just good luck on this coming week. Take it easy, use some patience, take some deep breaths before you go charging into mobs and all those kinds of things. But again, you know, thanks guys, seeing right across the board everyone leveling is fantastic, so well done on that. Okay. Let us do, where is my bumper? Because it's got to be this bumper right over here. Here we go.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
Oh, Zort. It will forever be one of my very favorite bumpers. So thank you. Thank you for that. Speaking of other bumpers, because, you know, again, it is very important to start Chit Chat off the right way. The way that we always like to start it off. So let me throw this one at you. Here we go.
It's as he's pun.
Every time, I do love that bumper, Azzy. It's very, it's very classic. All right, hit us with it, Niecy. Go for it.
Okay. So I did get to read this one ahead of time, and I will say it did take me a second, but I did get it, and once I got it, I thought it was very cute. So from Azzy, I got mugged by 6 dwarves last night. Not happy.
That is very cute. That is a very cute one. Thank you, Azzy. Very cute. Alrighty. Okay, now we did get 5 cent one in as well, so I'm gonna throw this one at you. So 5 says, I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop anytime. Thanks, 5.
Like an Azzy level pun.
I know. You two been talking? What's going on? Anyway.
So.
Yes. Both though very cute. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Okay, let's hit with some of these questions. So what have we got?
Okay, so we got one from Frank, and he asks, guys, can I buy white gear from the auction? The answer is yes, but do be careful to make sure there's no enchants on it, because the enchanters will sometimes use the white vendor trash gear for level up.
And then you get flagged. So yes, be very, very careful. Absolutely. All right. Now from Dranina, I wanted to skin to earn a living. Now I need a refresher course. What was is the reason behind no professions in Classic? Now, Zaya did send through an answer. Although professions give no XP in Classic, the idea is to get to max with minimum of everything. Primary profession can help you get more gold, so it is not allowed. Only drops and quests will give you gold. And from thoughts, that was actually someone trying to do a classic iron.
Yeah. That came from the forums. They were asking forums about professions for classic iron, and the answer I think was a combination of Zaya and Sir's information.
Exactly. So thanks guys for that. And again, you know, once again, it is the challenges is really iron in particular, stripping it down. You know, you want the bare minimum. That's what it's about. Can you do it? You know, we've had how many so far get to 120, and you know, can you? So just if in doubt, sometimes it's best just to leave other things alone and just, you know, continue on leveling as best you can. All right, Niecy, what else have we got?
Okay, so this kind of came up, I think, early this morning as maybe just a clarification, or, you know, maybe they're just double-checking their info, but this was from Lord Rivendare, and he wanted to clarify, you aren't supposed to use pots and talents even in classic Iron Man, right? And that is correct. You cannot use your talent tree in classic. You cannot use potions in classic. Just because we don't have the tracker yet, that doesn't mean that you can go ahead and do that stuff. And that is something that once we get the API info, you know, if that's there, we're tracking it. So don't think that you can do that and reset and then run it through the tracker later. The tracker will pick it up. So don't do it. So because I believe they said they saw someone actually streaming an Iron Man attempt in Classic, and they were doing that. So if somebody knows who that person is, you might want to politely mention
or point
them
in our direction.
Yeah. Because it's definitely not an official attempt if they're doing that.
That's right. And we have got some basic Classic Iron rules up on the website, which are subject to change.
Absolutely.
Once API access is in. So please, I mean, I know, I think for quite a few people, you're deeming your classic challenge tune as more a scout to see how things are going to play. Okay. So please, you know, don't think that character that you've already rolled might be the one that's going to take you through, because it very well might not with API access. Once that's given, you very well may be flagged on multiple levels.
we won't fully know until API access becomes available. And yes, we're still waiting. Again, Blizzard needs to get their stuff sorted. So please just, you know, we've got to be patient. We don't control this stuff, guys. So we've got to wait for Blizzard to finish their end. Once their end is done, then we can put, you know, the stuff will be in place. So
I think Ominia said that there has been chatter that they are working on it. It's just taking
a little bit longer
than they expected it to.
Yeah, there's been a couple of hiccups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those rules are definitely subject to change, but do
and hiccups use them as happen. A guideline. Hiccups happen. Yes. You know, there's a lot of code, so there's bound to be hiccups. All right, challenger tip of the week. Now, we have got a couple. So Five sent me in one. Again, thank you, Five, for the email. Appreciate that. From Five, avoidance tip. Mobs have difficulty aggroing you across water's surface, similar to flying over mobs on the ground. If you're under the surface, it hinders aggro from above and vice versa. This does not prevent aggro entirely. Obvious exceptions and limitations apply, such as aquatic humanoids. But still, very good tip to have. Aggroing across water surfaces. Interesting. So, thank you, Five. Appreciate that. Nisi, you did also have one.
Yeah, I wasn't actually going to put one in, but then Cell had brought up something, and also Stir had brought up something in Discord, so it's kind of a combination of information, and that's going to be watch where you fly. Flying is great, it's very helpful, but it can also be very problematic. There are certain areas, especially this seems to ring true more in Northrend than anywhere else, but it might be in other spots, we just haven't found it yet, where you will hit a certain area that will auto dismount you. So you do need to be mindful of that. So Cell had said he'd come across an area that was marked for a PvP section outside of the Horde's Camp Winterhoof.
Right.
In Fjord that he did not know about.
Yeah.
And so that would auto dismount you. Stir said there's another one in Howling Fjord as well, Scalloway Point. I think it's either Scalloway or Scallowag. I might have misspelled that. Point in Howling Fjord as well. I know Wintergrasp, if the battle has begun, you can get dismounted if you're flying over it. I try not to even have my auto flight points go anywhere over it. It might take me a couple stops, but I will work around it just to be on the safe side. And there's a couple of places, even in vanilla zones, that Star said he's had an issue where he's gotten dismounted transitioning between zones. Most recently, he was trying to go from Stormwind to STV. And at the border with Duskwood, he actually had an instance not found error and got dismounted. I believe he survived it, though.
Damn.
But, you got to be careful. Maybe follow the road when you're flying a little bit. So if you do drop, you might not drop into hostile mobs or maybe fly a little bit lower sometimes. So that way, at least you won't take too much damage or have your goblin gliders. Although you have to make sure you don't glide into a Horde camp or Alliance camp, vice versa, depending on what faction you are. But, you know, so flying is convenient and it's great. But
it
can also get into a lot of trouble.
The other thing is to be very, very careful that if you're walking away from computer, and I do this all the time on my normal tunes, I've got to fly from, let's say, Undercity to STV. You know that's going to be like a 14-minute flight or whatever. So quick, I'm going to go make a coffee, you know, put on a load of washing, do this, do that. On a challenge tune, now there is no way, because there are times when if you walk away and you're on a flight and you come back and that thing has happened where instance not found, something's happened, it's bugged out and you return dead, or you return and you've been sitting at the flight path, and this has happened recently, I think Azzy's tune, something happened, he'd landed, something had aggroed and he got punted somewhere. I think it was Azzy. Yeah. It was like someone.
I didn't know he got punted. I just thought he got attacked.
No, he got attacked and like kicked, like he found his body
away from where the flight point.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
So, oh my God. Probably not a good idea to be like, I'm going to hop on this flight and go away for 10 minutes because you might come back to a dead tune.
Sometimes AFK, just, even at a quest giver.
Yeah, just log out.
I've had that happen.
Log out where you are. As long as you're safe, log out. Walk away from the computer, do what you need to do. When you come back, log back in. You know, pay attention to your flight. That would be the big thing. Because if it does happen and you've got a goblin glider, you know, they're fine. They're a white thing. You can buy them off the auction house if they're not ridiculous prices. Look.
Yeah.
Go grab a couple. It may help. You know, if you can afford to grab a couple, sure, why not? Have it as a backup. As a backup in case anything like that happens. So yes, most definitely on that. So always a good tip. Now the other one, I'm gonna read Fair's. Fair did give us a tip. Thank you, sweetie. Appreciate that. Keep your defensive cooldowns available, including Shadow Meld if you have it. Or your blind or your vanishes. The wait time can be annoying. But not as annoying as having to start over because you needed it and it wasn't up. Again, I think the theme for today is about patience, people. You know, sometimes it's not.
Sometimes wait.
It's not worth pulling that mob if you've still got a minute or 2 minutes on a cooldown that could help. Okay, so sometimes it's a matter of, look, just bide your time. Stay in stealth, you know, go away, you know, put something down, drink your coffee for a couple minutes until it's back up. But really good point. Thank you, Fair, for that one. Do really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this one more. Now, Rude had sent one in the chat room that I wanted to address. He said, is there a preferred path after level 60 for an iron? Which Stir, thank you, answered. He said his preferred path after 60 is to head to Northrend. I nearly said the other one. I'll explore Outlands for the XP, drop down out of the clouds to do non-combat quests, Zeppelin parts, collect mushrooms, but that's it. Northrend is much nicer for irons. Outland is... It's a little rough.
I knew what you were going
to
say.
I know. I had to think about it. Northrend. Rend. Anyway, it just, you know, Outlands can be a bit rough. So definitely Northrend can be a kinder experience. Anyway, but thank you, Stir, for the information. We do appreciate it. Okay, Patience, exactly. And let's do it. All right, Nisi, can you do the Iron Elites? Let's wrap this up. Here we go. So sure. Big thank yous, please.
Okay, so thank you to our Iron Elite. These are those that support us financially, whether it's through subbing through Twitch or PayPal donations or Patreon. You can find more information about becoming an Iron Elite on the WoW Challenges website. So, that being said, we would like to thank Two Shanks, Aleandris, Asylin, Boz, Cecil Harvey, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Nero, pew 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 pew. That's all you're getting. Daenerys, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Fiesta Taco, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gazdin, Grand Negus, Grim, K-Vamp, Chris W, Chris R, Layla, Lisan, Michael, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Meegee, excuse me, I always mess that one up, Never Died, Nisi O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rud, Solent Greener, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Thelani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tully Bardeen, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Tilia, the Infirmary Keeper, Olminia, Unamethil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Nice. Alrighty, and I have to say a big thank you from Stone Stir and myself to our wonderful mods for all that they do. So awesome, Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Zaya, Zortz, and of course, Nisi. Thank you guys. We really do appreciate it. Without having you guys to help with the things that you do, it just makes life so much easier. So we do appreciate that. Elminia, thank you for all the work that you are doing and are continually doing. And thank you, as always. We do appreciate it. And to everyone in the Twitch channel here listening at home or wherever you are on the podcast version, thanks, guys. Again, without you all listening, doing the challenges, there would be none of this. So thank you. Thank you very much. Now, for next week, we will be back, which will be Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Zaya will be joining us next week. We will have a chat
it's
to him.
It's going to be an awesome show.
It will be an awesome show because, you know what? You got the boys next week.
I know.
So you can have your Iron Elites done the original way. I guess that'll be up to them. I am not going to be here for a couple weeks, guys. So you know what? The show's going to be in Stone's hands.
I think I know who's going to be doing Iron Elite next week.
Yep. Well, they might both fight over it, so we will see.
They might.
Anyway, might. That's, you know what? That's up to them, so they can sort them out. But again, Nisi, look, thank you so much for joining me today.
Welcome.
Appreciate that. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Sure, and thank you for having me. It's always a fun time. So you can find me on Discord as Nisi #4863. I'm also on Twitch, just NisiBGN, and on Twitter at NisiBGN.
Nice. Thank you very much. And don't forget, you can find all of your challenge needs over at the website on wowchallenges.com. There are also all your links and info for your Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. It's all over there, so please pop over there to find all of that. If you want to listen to the show on your app of choice, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio, you will find us on all of those. Now, if you would like to send in an email to the show, please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Other than that, you can find me over on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can listen to Stone and I prattle on over at Adventures in Azeroth if you want to. I never prattle. It's mostly Stone. Anyway, I can say that. He's not here, so... Anyway, big thank you as always. I just want to say again, we have two wonderful friends of the show who do our intro and our outro. Mark Conan does the intro, which again is just an absolute classic. We love it. You can find him over on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And as for the outro, well, it is the bearded man himself, Epic Insanity. Again, thank you, Epic. You can follow him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as check him out on the Frozen Nerds podcast. Other than that, I would say we are done. Fair, we will sort your problems with the audio in a little bit. But thank you, Nisi, for joining us this week. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Chat room, everyone, appreciate that. Everyone, just look. It was a rough week with some of those deaths. Please just stay safe.
It was.
Both in and out of game. And we will catch you. Well, the boys will catch you next week. All right. See yous.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.